AccuWeather forecast, it's going to be decreasing clouds today. We'll have a high around 76. Racine police are investigating a robbery after 6 this morning of the Subway sandwich shop on Lathrop Avenue, south of 21st Street. Initial reports had a man with his face covered confronting an employee, claiming to have a gun, though never showing it, and ordering her to stay in the bathroom. The worker eventually did come out and called 911. It's unknown if the offender fled on foot or in a vehicle. He wore dark clothing, according to Police Sergeant Adam Malacara, who added that no one else was in the business when that robbery occurred. A Union Grove woman died from injuries sustained in a two-vehicle crash in the 1500 block of South Sylvania Avenue in the town of Yorkville yesterday, her husband suffering serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The two in a vehicle colliding with a car whose driver was making a left turn, but had reportedly not yielded the right-of-way. That second driver was not hurt, the woman succumbing to her injuries at All Saints Hospital. Sheriff's Department says alcohol does not appear to have been a contributing factor. Members of the State Election Commission have approved sending out postcards to over 1 million Wisconsinites not registered to vote in November. Commissioners suggesting including a note in the mailing about the state's voter ID law, a move that agency attorney Nathan Judnick advised against.
You start running out of real estate, I think, on the message. And if you start putting too much information on a postcard, people might miss the ultimate message.
The voter notification cards will be going out to those who have a valid driver's license or a state ID card, but they're not listed in the state's voter registration system. A few members of the Racine County Executive Committee offered thoughts on the proposed event center for Racine's Lakefront to go with a privately built hotel and restaurant and the city's request for a one-third county investment toward a $30 million government share of the arena financing. Supervisor Mark Gleason said at first glance it shows it losing money every year for 30 years, but he said he's willing to give it a hard look.
And see if there is something that brings us around full circle that we may get a return on our investment. Currently, I don't see that. And there's a lot of controversy out on the west side. People still talk about the Milwaukee Stadium tax. You know, that's very unpopular. And how do we justify to the people who paid the Milwaukee Stadium tax that we're going to tax the residents here in Racine County for another project for a stadium?
County Board Vice Chair Pamela Santa Richards talking about the need for due diligence.
I would recommend that we sit down and we think about the things that may be obstacles that we might have to overcome to do this. I think it's a worthwhile project to spend our time on doing that. There's no doubt about that. It's already generated a lot of excitement. So I guess I'm not sure what the next steps are.
Supervisor Q.A. Shakur said we need to grow and enhance where the opportunities are, adding, this is something that needs to happen. No date for the county's next meeting on the issue has been scheduled at this point. Four Milwaukee area charities to benefit from ticket sales on the final Brewers home game September the 25th. The Give Back Game, as it's being called, going to help the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Milwaukee, Make-A-Wish of Wisconsin, the Mac Fund, and the Wisconsin Humane Society. Tickets for the game against the Cincinnati Reds to start at $10. Fans can also donate up to an extra $50. The Brewers will also be giving another $50,000 to one of the charities generating the most donations. All of them, though, guaranteed to get at least $20,000. And Utah and Weber State are meeting tomorrow night in the first college football game that'll be broadcast live on Twitter. The broadcast will be handled by the Mountain West Network, streamed live for the first time through the social media platform. The game is in Logan, Utah, the 15th matchup of the two schools, Utah State winning all but one of the previous matchups. The third and final dedication ceremony of new school facilities in Racine Unified taking place at 2:30 this afternoon at the Gifford School campus on Highway K in Franksville. Gifford was expanded to create a K-8 school, which meant blending not only the architecture of the addition with the existing building, but also some of the internal workings, including the miles of wire for computers and for power. The other two facilities, Knapp and Olympia Brown, of course, are brand new buildings replacing outdated facilities. All this coming as the new school year is about to begin tomorrow. The plan to get young Wisconsin workers ready for a job that could mean a lot of changes for the state's high schools. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's Workplace Readiness Task Force is recommending some new technical and vocational classes, along with entrepreneurship programs and a central state clearinghouse for technical training and curriculum. That task force says too few young workers are leaving high school ready for anything more than just entry-level jobs. With just over 2 months now until the November 8th election, voters are encouraged not to delay getting the proper identification to cast a ballot. And while most already do have the required photo ID, say a driver's license or a state ID card, you can still get one free at the DMV office in Sturtevant. There's also an online application process to complete and to submit the information through Wisconsin.gov for a temporary ID card, which serves as a valid ID for voting purposes. The receipts are sent to customers within 6 business days of the application. They're calling it Free Pig Friday at the Coley Regional Humane Society in Onalaska. It's a promotion launched through the Wisconsin Humane Society to find new homes for an influx of guinea pigs. The Coley Regional Humane Society to give away the guinea pigs on Fridays in the month of September. Right now they have 9 available for adoption. The Racine County Executive Committee, at the start of its meeting on the proposed event center for Racine's Lakefront last night, got a chance to hear some public comment on that proposed project, and all but one favored it at the lakefront. Anthony Picaro said it could be an injection of new life that downtown needs right now.
It excites me to think of the possibilities of 3,000 people coming down to downtown Racine, what it means to the restaurants, the bars, the retail stores, the banks, and the neighboring communities. I strongly encourage you to move forward with this project. It's the right thing to do.
Alfonso Gardner, a community activist for many, many years supporting the project, and the jobs he said the minority community should get.
And don't say that you can't find people because they own drugs or they do this and do that. We all need to be included if this comes to fruition. And I'm going to be honest with you. I hope that it does. I really do. It'll help this whole county, not just the city of Racine. We need something like this here. But we also need to be inclusive.
Alderman Jeff Coe talking about the leap of faith more than 25 years ago in building the marina.
We all need to get together and work on this. This thing would be a huge catalyst for the city of Racine. We have companies that would use this place for seminars and other things like that. With youth hockey, maybe the schools and stuff like that.
John Stahlbaum offering the only negative reaction to the proposal. He suggested a better location would be west of Highway 31 out to the interstate and between Highways 11 and 20.
And if you want to build something like this, consider that location. That will draw people from the Milwaukee and the Kenosha area. And, you know, driving through that city for that additional period of time, I think the county has invested in that already.
County Board Chairman Rusty Clark indicated at least one public hearing would be held. Supervisor Mark Gleason said he wanted to hear from residents in the west end of the county. Governor Walker says Wisconsin will continue to have a strong relationship with Mexico, regardless of who's in the White House. He spoke at a ceremony commemorating the opening of the Mexican consulate in Milwaukee. And a Menominee Falls man, Sean Nettesheim, says he's the second person in the world to catch all the digital monsters in the Pokemon Go smartphone game. Says he caught Grimer, his last character, on Sunday, and as far as he's been able to tell, only one other person in the world has caught all the Pokemon. Says he's walked more than 150 miles with the app open. A proposed 3,800-seat event center on Racine's lakefront would meet a need that the city's been trying to fill for years. And if the Milwaukee Bucks decide to put their new developmental league team there and a U.S. Hockey League team is signed, well, it will all go with a privately developed hotel and restaurant to re-energize the downtown and the community as a whole. Racine Mayor John Dickert, speaking to the Racine County Executive Committee last night, said the $46 million arena price tag could be $12 million through tax incremental financing, $30 million combined, mainly from the city but also with the county, plus another $4 million from capital partners. The mayor talking about his discussion with the mayor of Allentown, Pennsylvania, which did a similar project years ago and showed that it can happen as well in Racine.
So I said, well, okay, you're 3 or 4 years into this. What does it mean? Because I got to go back and talk to folks and say what it meant to you. And he said, John, well, we were a steel town. We had nothing. When we built this, we had nothing but empty buildings. I said, but what does it mean? $1.1 billion in additional development since the first development happened. I said, so there's a light at the end of the tunnel? He says, no, there's not a light. It just keeps going.
The mayor closing his presentation by saying, we hope our 2/3 and a potential partnership with you on your 1/3 helps to build our community. County Board Chairman Rusty Clark indicating he will be meeting with the Corporation Council and the Finance Director about getting all the needed financials and keeping the process moving. Governor Walker highlighting the strong efforts of state and local agency fraud prevention and investigation staff to protect the integrity of state Medicaid and food share programs. The Department of Health Services provides almost $9 billion in benefits every year to more than 1.2 million people in the state. Commitment to program integrity, fraud program savings, they've all steadily increased in the state and local levels by 80% from 2012 to 2015. A report out by the Madison Capital Times drawing attention to the conditions of the state veterans' home at King. A number of Democrats want a federal investigation, including Green Bay Senator Dave Hansen.
We've got to have this study. We've got to get in there and find out what's going on. My experience from people that have called me have said that it is so different than what it used to be.
The department putting out a statement that says leaders are confident that they provide safe, high-quality care. He's the Libertarian candidate for state assembly in the 66th District, but also an executive officer with the Racine Taxpayers Association. And George Myers does not support the proposed downtown event center with its funding plan.
If it was a really good money-making venture, the private sector would be in here with their money saying, hey, we're going to build this and make it come. But when they immediately go to the taxpayers and say, hey, we need your money to make this happen, you know, that's just not the role of government. In the big government idea that a lot of people have, yes.
On WRJN's Community Conversation, George Myers said that the economy is driven by workers, productivity, and investment, not consumption.
And so for us to be putting money into it as taxpayers to say we're going to make a venue here where there's more consumption, more things happening to help build up business, simply doesn't work that way. Yes, there will be some people that benefit from it, perhaps the retailers in the area, but the amount of money taken out of the economy in other areas where the rest of the tax pairs live more than offsets, unfortunately, that little bit of gain.
Myers adding that based on the Racine Raiders football team's success, the city would be a very good place, in his words, for the Milwaukee Bucks to locate their D-League basketball team, but with lower taxes and regulation on businesses. It's normally for Packers games, but the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is alerting motorists heading up to Lambeau Field for the Wisconsin-LSU matchup Saturday that I-41 and adjacent roadways from Oneida Street north to Linville Road in Brown County, those are under construction. Significant delays are expected near the stadium, with potential trouble spots near Madison, in Milwaukee County, and around northeast Wisconsin. San Francisco is the best running city in America based on a report in Runner's World magazine, which surveyed more than 250 cities. It ranked them for running households per capita, climate, crime rates, trails available to runners, and accessibility to health foods. Madison is number 12 on the list, 11.5 parks per 10,000 residents, more than 200 miles of trails. There's the Military Ridge State Trail that's included, and UW Arboretum. Seattle is number 2 on the list, followed by Boston, San Diego, and Washington, D.C. Chicago ranks 11th. And later today, to help launch the new school year, Bobs from Skechers, in partnership with Rogan Shoes of Racine, donating 550 pairs of new shoes to children in need, an event at the new Knapp Elementary School to coincide with the Knapp Open House and Resource Fair. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.